Have you ever heard of a term called ghosting? Apparently, it's how you break up with somebody without speaking to them. And apparently, it's very common. You basically, well, from what I can gather, you just don't answer their calls or their texts anymore. There are better ways to do this. And our dating and relationship expert, Debbie Rivers, is going to give us four ways to end a relationship other than ghosting. Debbie, I'd never heard of this term, ghosting. Is that all it is? Just when you go out on a date with somebody and then never ring them back?
Yeah, exactly. So you may have been out on this date, you thought you had a great time, and you never hear from the person again. Nothing. Okay. And look, it happens to some people when they've been going out with people for, you know, weeks or months. It's actually quite an awful thing to happen to you.
So, I mean, I can understand if a first date doesn't work and you don't go anywhere with it. But, yeah, okay, maybe I'm getting old, Debbie. All right, let's run through the four better ways to do it, I suppose.
Oh, way better ways. Because, you know, like if you've gone out with someone for a while and you don't hear from them, you could think they've died or, you know, like what's wrong with you or why didn't they like you? It leaves you with so many questions. And look, people do it because it's easier. Like you don't have to have that awkward conversation. But people do argue with people when they break up with them. So that's another reason people ghost. But to be on the other side of it, it ends up being quite cruel and heartless. And it does leave the rejection stinging more than anything else.
Well, before we get into these other ideas or better ways to do it, more adult ways to do it. How common is this concept of ghosting? And is it just romantic relationships?
How common is it? I reckon about 25% of people will ghost.
So one in four.
Yeah. Yep. One in four. Geez. And it's not limited to romantic relationships. The research that they did found that people do it to their friends now too. So the way we do things has changed nowadays. And with text messages, in the digital world, it's easier to disappear.
Yeah. Okay. Wouldn't it make more sense to actually put a line, if you really want to end something, to actually put a line under it?
Oh, much easier. And look, it's what grown-ups do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yes.
Well, apparently not.
Well, that's right, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a new way of doing it, but look, relationships can be tricky and you have to deal with people's emotions and difficult conversations. So if you can't have breakup conversations, a good practice to be able to have a relationship, really.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so what's your advice then? If you do find yourself in a romantic relationship or a friendship or any other, I mean, I suppose this would even come down to business transactions where you might want to do business with somebody and then decide that you're going to move on and give your money to somebody else. What advice do you have?
Okay, so I would say, number one, be clear. You know, if there isn't any chemistry, it's simple to just say there isn't any chemistry. And to be honest, how many people do you meet? And you might meet a person, you go, they're awesome, but you wouldn't want to spend the rest of your life with them. So people need to stop taking it personally. You have to actually be in a relationship with someone that you want to spend that much time with is rare. So it's not personal if you're not a good fit. So simply being able to say, look, there's no chemistry, it's not working. Or, you know, a simple message like, it was lovely to meet you, I had a great time, I just don't feel the connection or that we're the right fit. I wish you all the luck in the future.
So just be straight with someone.
Be straight and don't blame it on anything else. Like, don't send them the text, it's not you, it's me, or you deserve better, or I'm not emotionally available, because a lot of people that say they're not emotionally available go on to meet the next person and marry them. So don't say what's not true. Don't put the blame on anything else. Be clear. Okay. And you don't have to be mean about it. And, you know, honestly, there's two things that happen. Guys can get really annoyed when they're rejected and can be quite mean. I recommend don't do that. Accept it. If someone doesn't want to be with you, it's not personal. Accept it. The other thing is, don't argue it. Because if someone's taken the time to send you a message like that, it's a hard thing to do. It's not likely they're going to change their mind.
What about if you read between the lines that you might think this is just a bit of fun and we're, you know, sort of taking it easy, but you get the impression that the other person thinks there's more to it?
Well, again, I think you both have to be on the same page. There's often one person that wants something a little bit more than the other. See, I think make a clean break. If you don't want to be with someone and they're looking for more, don't keep sleeping with them because it leads to grief. But, yeah, look, if you both want a casual relationship, fine, do it. But if one person wants more, that makes it a bit tricky.
And I guess at the end of the day, if you're the person on the other end, the person that would have been ghosted, what advice have you got for that person when you do, if you do get the straight up honest text saying, look, thanks, but no thanks?
Well, I think that you just accept it graciously and move on. That is all you can do. You know, sometimes asking for a reason isn't very helpful because most people will lie because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And I find that, you know, most people ghost because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. They don't want the awkward conversation, or they do the slow fade because it's easier.
Yeah.
But it's easier to have that conversation and deal with it quickly. And look, if we accept it, like I said, if someone doesn't want to be with you, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Why you can't force someone to be in a relationship.
Debbie, I always enjoy talking to you, but every time I do, I realise how old I'm getting and how out of touch I am with the modern world.
Oh, look, the dating world's changed. And, you know, they have all these new names and words basically for bad behaviour.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think they're anything new, are they? I mean, probably when you were dating, did you ever do the slow fade?
No, I can't say I did.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was a lot. Maybe I'm just remembering myself in a romantic way. Debbie, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up again soon.
Okay, thanks.
That's Debbie Rivers. She's a dating and relationship expert. Look, have you ever been ghosted, or are you somebody that has ghosted? And before tonight, did you know what ghosting meant? 13 27 10. Give me a call.